Felix Mendelssohn, Incidental Music, Opus 61, 1842, and Overture to a Midsummer Night's Dream, Opus 21, 1826, Lecture 3.
We return to Mendelssohn's Incidental Music and Overture to a Midsummer Night's Dream. We are engaged right now in working our way through the Shakespeare play, and in doing so, supplying some of the background music that Mendelssohn supplied for the 1842 Prussian production of A Midsummer Night's Dream, so that this music is accompanying our reading of the play. And where we left off was in Act 3, Scene 1. Titania has just awakened to the screeching, caterwauling singing of Timothy Bottom, who presently has a bit of a complexion problem. Puck has given him the head of an ass. She, Titania, has had drops put in her eyes that will make her fall in love, desperately in love with whatever she sees when she awakes. The singing of Timothy Bottom has indeed awakened her. She has seen this ass-headed workman and fallen straightaway in love with him, just as the plot that Oberon and Robin Goodfellow had hatched had hoped to have happened. So in any case, we have a new set of lovers added to the set of lovers that are already running around throughout the forest. Act 3, Scene 2. Puck informs Oberon as to Titania's new main squeeze. And it's a lovely bit of dialogue. Puck tells him, "When in that moment, so it came to pass, Titania waked and straightway loved an ass." And Oberon responds, "Oh, this falls out better than I could ever devise." So they're very happy with themselves. Meanwhile, the mistake regarding the other lovers is discovered. I would remind you what that mistake was. Puck was supposed to put that same love potion in the eyes of Demetrius so that Demetrius would love Helena as Helena loves Demetrius. But instead, Puck had accidentally, civil servant, underpaid, overworked that he is, it wasn't his fault, put drops in Lysander's eyes instead. Lysander, instead of being in love now with Hermia, is in love with Helena. Hermia is all by herself. It's a huge mess. Demetrius wants to be in love with Hermia. He is in love with Hermia. But Lysander, what a mess. Well, it's at this point that Demetrius and Hermia enter. He loves her. She is screaming for her Lysander. Where is he? Because Lysander is right now temporarily in love with Helena. He's nowhere to be found. So Oberon insists that the mistake be undone. He's rather unhappy about this. There's a gigantic amount of confusion now in Act 3. The lovers' emotions all come out. We find out what kind of person each of these individuals is, and they are, like all human beings, to a degree wonderful and to a degree damaged goods. And we discover their heart and soul in this magical dreamlike place where nothing is real and perception has been skewed. But eventually, they all fall asleep and the gaffe is corrected by Puck. And we enter then Act 4 with everyone asleep in the forest. And I would play you the entr'acte music for Act 4 that Mendelssohn supplied, just called Lullaby. And I would say a couple of things up front about this music. We won't hear the whole movement. The movement is rather long. It runs about 6.5 minutes. We'll hear the first 4 minutes or so. This lullaby is exquisite. It's gorgeous. It's mysterious. It is, for me, deeply moving. There's a sweetness to it, a purity, a redemptive quality to this music that goes beyond just a simple, pretty, sleeping, nocturne lullaby type piece. There is within this melody and within the way it is put together, this entr'acte, there's a sense that all can be righted. That's what I mean by this redemptive quality. There's a certain optimism to it. I know these are kind of flaky words, and without actually dissecting the piece for you and showing you how it works, or at least some of the ways it works, all I can do is use these adjectives and hope that you agree with me. But there lies within this music the seed for redemption, the seeds of forgiveness, that as everything is put right, the characters will forgive themselves and we will forgive them the folly of Act 3, of these mistaken love identities and all of the real personalities that come out as a result.